This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And you're back with Bad Gays. I'm Helen.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Matt.
And we are bad. And tonight's topic of the week is a really interesting one.
Mm.
And it's one I came across in my travels of reading newspaper articles and the like. And the title of the newspaper article was "Russian Man Sues Apple for Turning Him Gay."
What?
Now, just let me introduce this little topic of the week.
There we go.
A Russian man has filed a lawsuit against Apple for moral harm, claiming that an iPhone app had turned him gay. He is seeking 1 million rubles, or $22,800 Australian dollars, after an incident in which a cryptocurrency called GayCoin was delivered via a smartphone app rather than the Bitcoin he had ordered. His lawyer, Sapitsva Gunisva, insisted that the case was serious, stating her client was scared he suffered. Over to you.
Well, I'd just like to quote from this article, right? And the quote is, "I thought in truth, how can I judge something without trying? I decided to try same-sex relationships," the complainant wrote. "Now I have a boyfriend and I did not know how to explain this to my parents. Now, I want to know what this app is because I'd like to try it and judge it. Because if it's that easy to get a boyfriend,
right,
then I need to give it a go. And you know what? If I don't get a boyfriend using this app, I'm going to sue Apple."
Yes.
I'd sue GayCoin because obviously they're not delivering what they're selling.
Yes.
Or maybe they've mismarketed this. They've sold it as a cryptocurrency when it actually should be a new dating app.
So are you saying that he was misled into downloading what he thought he was downloading?
Well, his claim is that he had ordered Bitcoin, so a cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
But instead he got GayCoin, whatever is GayCoin. Now, while we unpack this a little bit more, let's go to the oracle of all knowledge, shall we?
Uh-oh.
The Google. And let's just see what... You see, nothing comes up for GayCoin. Except that a Russian man is suing for GayCoin turning him gay. So how about we unpack this? Turning. So as your quote, Matt, what was the quote you just... that he thought he'd decided to try it.
Yeah.
Mm.
How can I judge something without trying? Now, you know, it's a very noble sort of cause, isn't it?
But it very much is. I don't eat offal and I know that I will never eat offal because I don't need to try it to know that.
Absolutely.
I
could argue the same thing with heterosexuality, but there you go.
Bingo. You've got it in one.
Can I just make a point? Like, Bitcoin, I thought that was not a thing anymore. I thought that was like old news.
Cryptocurrency? No, I think cryptocurrency is still out there. It's taken a few hits of late. I'm not sure.
Look, I know it's a difficult environment in Russia at the moment. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of discrimination against people. But this idea that something can make you gay is an excuse to explain your behaviour and try and get around some sort of prejudice within your country is just so lame.
Mm.
As I said, I've turned to the Oracle and I have found it. And yes, it is a cryptocurrency that is is tracking on the coin market. So there you go.
Is it pink?
So it is. It's not. It's just...
What do you buy with GayCoin?
I think this needs a bit more investigation. Matt, you're the man for the job.
I'll do some research. Look, this reminds me of a case in the UK when I was living there. There was a very famous TV presenter, actually, and his brother, who was also a kind of less famous celebrity, married with children, all of a sudden It was he was discovered by one of the tabloids over there as having a gay relationship, and he basically said that there was a certain type of recreational drug that he had started taking that had turned him gay. That was his excuse. And again, it just comes back to this idea that something can turn you gay. I mean, how naive, how sort of...
Yeah.
Surely the right-wingers would love this.
Oh,
if,
yeah.
They would be bottling and selling this if there was something that could turn you.
Yeah.
Surely there is something that can turn you back. So they just need to find it and bottle it and sell it. And let's face it, all the world's ills will be solved if it's all that easy.
Yeah.
I just think it's amazing. I'm going to track this story over the coming weeks because I want to see if the Russian man gets his 1 million rubles.
That sounds like a random sort of figure, doesn't it? You know, it sounds like Dr. Evil.
Why does that pop into my head? A Russian man looking like Dr. Evil with no hair and a paunch and a mini-me sitting next to him.
1 million rubles.
1 million rubles for turning me gay. I've never heard anything so ridiculous in my entire... Well, we probably have, but this is just the latest of the most ridiculous, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
100%. Yeah. But it doesn't surprise me. I feel like that's the sad part.
Well, no, it doesn't really. And it's interesting. What was the outcome of the story you were just telling? Like, did he leave his wife or suddenly stop doing this recreational drug and turn back?
I can't actually recall what the end result was, but I think it was this sort of desperate plea for his wife not to leave him. You know, like, it's not my fault. It's the drug that I'm taking. So,
of course.
You know.
Yep. I just fell and slipped and fell on that man.
That's right.
Just sort of out.
Yeah. Well, we've all used that excuse.
Well, I personally haven't as a lesbian.
The man's got a banana. He slipped on the banana. Like, whoops. Oh, well.
They're
very dangerous.
But I think that, you know, you raise a really good point is, I'm curious, why would you go public with this in a country like Russia, given the current situation there and their appalling historical treatment of the LGBTIQ plus community, why would you then actively say...
Pursue it.
I've been turned gay.
Yep.
So you're identifying yourself as being gay and I'm going to sue for... Why? What?
Like you're trying to incarcerate yourself. What are you...
Yeah. It seems odd.
He must have been outed at some point anyway. I mean, he's basically using this as an excuse to explain his behaviour.
Right.
Yeah.
And the fact that he hasn't been turned gay, he's got a boyfriend. Yeah. He's actually pursued a relationship with another man. So,
And I think...
So semi-bad?
I just think he's plain bad, but not a bad gay. And I think Matt, we need to get you on this case, Mister, and you need to investigate Gay Coin. And if you ain't got a boyfriend in a week, there's something really wrong with this situation.
The pressure's on now.
The pressure's on now.
My reputation is at stake.
That and Gay Coins.
Oh, I'll be looking up Gay Coin, don't you worry.
So will I.
For the sake of research or whatever.
This to me sounds like an awesome video game that I never invested myself in. This is childhood. It could have been great, but it's not. Oh.
That's our topic of the week. And if any of you would like to reach out to us on any of our medias of socials, that would be Book of Faces, the Twittergram and the Insta Sphere or whatever the hell they're called. Alex, how do they find us?
It's Bad Gays on Joy, one word, on everything. Pretty easy.
On everything.
Yeah.
And trot out on all of our medias of social, you know, ideas about a topic of the week. You've seen how up for investigative reporting Matt is.
Yeah.
So you just have to specify a topic and we will be on to it.
I'll report next week.
Absolutely, our topic of the week. So that is our wrap-up. What do you think about the Russian man suing Apple for, what was it, Matt? How much?
1 million rubles.
He's doing the little finger as well. Why not? Why not?
That's the one. So you're a bad gay, like it really bad gay. Just can't get enough gay, just always so puffed gay. I'm that bad gay, make your mama sad gay. Make
girlfriend mad gay, might seduce your dad gay. I'm the bad gay. Da.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.